The Death of Hitler. William L. Schreier. During the afternoon of April 29th, news arrived at the bunker where Adolf Hitler and Eva Braun were separated from the outside world. Mussolini, Hitler's fellow fascist dictator and partner in aggression, had met his end, and it had been shared by his mistress, Clara Petacci. They had been caught by Italian guerrillas on April 27th while trying to escape to Switzerland and executed after a brief trial. On the Saturday night of April 28th, the bodies were brought to Milan in a truck and dumped on the town square. The next day, they were strung up by the heels from lampposts and later cut down so that throughout the rest of Sunday, they lay in the gutter. On May Day, Benito Mussolini was buried beside his mistress in the pauper's plot of a Milan cemetery. In such a horrible climax of degradation, Mussolini and fascism passed into history. It is not known how many of the details of Mussolini's shabby end were communicated to the Führer. One can only guess that if he heard many of them, he was only strengthened in his resolve not to allow himself or his bride to be made a spectacle, not their live selves or their bodies.